السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وأسعد الله مساكم بكل خير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، سيدنا وإمامنا وحبيبنا وقرة عيننا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ما زلنا مع كتاب جوامع الأخبار للعلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى، وصلنا إلى الحديث 81.
We are still with the book جوامع الأخبار, the comprehensive reports by the Sheikh السعدي. We reached the hadith number 81.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
From أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال.
From the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
دعوني ما تركتكم.
Leave me as long as I leave you.
فإنما أهلك من كان قبلكم.
For that which has destroyed the people who were before you.
كثرة سؤالهم.
The many questions that they used to ask.
واختلافهم على أنبيائهم.
And them differing from their prophets or against their prophets.
فإذا نهيتكم عن شيء فاجتنبوه.
So if I forbid you from something, then stay away from it.
وإذا أمرتكم بشيء فأتوا منه ما استطعتم.
And if I command you to do something, do of it what you are able to do.
متفق عليه.
This is agreed upon.
أما راوي الحديث فأبو هريرة رضي الله عنه، ومر معنا في الحديث الرابع.
The narrator of the hadith is Abu Huraira, and he passed in the his biography in the hadith في الحديث
الرابع.
The fourth hadith.
أما سبب ورود هذا الحديث.
As for the reason behind this hadith, the coming of this hadith.
فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال.
Then أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه he said.
خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم delivered a speech to us, and then he said.
يا أيها الناس قد فرض الحج عليكم فحجوا.
O people, Hajj is made compulsory upon you, so perform pilgrimage.
فقال رجل أكل عام يا رسول الله.
A man said, Is it every year, O Messenger of Allah?
فسكت صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was quiet.
حتى قالها ثلاثا الرجل.
Until he said it three times, the man he said it three times.
فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لو قلت نعم لوجبت.
If I say yes, then it becomes compulsory.
ولا ما استطعتم.
And you wouldn't be able to do it.
ثم قال ذروني ما تركتكم.
Then he said, leave me, meaning don't ask me, as long as I leave you.
وذكر الحديث كله فإنما أهلك من كان قبلكم.
Then he mentioned all of the hadith that what destroyed the people before you.
كثرة مسائلهم.
Them having a lot of questions.
واختلافهم على أنبيائهم.
Then they oppose and differ with their prophets.
فما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه.
So what I forbid you, stay away from it.
وما أمرتكم به فأتوا منه ما استطعتم.
And whatever I command you to do, do of that whatever you are able to do.
والرجل الذي سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The man who asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هو الأقرع ابن حابس.
Was الأقرع ابن حابس.
في هذا الحديث.
In this hadith.
الرجل يسأل عن أمور متقدمة.
The person here is asking about questions or things that are going to happen in the future.
وبيّن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هذا كان سبب إهلاك من سبق.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarified that this is the reason why the previous nations were destroyed.
إنما أهلك من كان قبلكم كثرة مسائلهم.
They're only destroyed the people before you, the abundant, the many questions that they used to, excessive questioning.
والمقصود بالمسائل هي المسائل الافتراضية. افرض فعلك افترض كذا افترض كذا.
And what is meant by these issues that they ask about, the issues that are supposed. Suppose that there is this, suppose this happens, suppose that happens.
وأهل العلم في هذه المسألة على ثلاثة أقوال.
The people of knowledge in this regard, they are upon three positions.
من سد باب افتراض المسائل لا يجيب إلا فقط على ما حدث.
Amongst them are those who close the door of supposed asking about things that are supposedly going to happen. He does not answer except for what happened already.
ولا يشغل فكره بأشياء يمكن أن تحدث.
He doesn't busy his mind with things that may happen in the future.
ويقول إذا حدثت ننظر فيها.
He says if they happen, then we'll look into them.
والقسم الثاني.
Second category of scholars.
من توسع كثيرا في افتراض المسائل.
Those who expanded a lot in supposing issues that are going to be happening.
حتى إن البعض افترض مسائل لا يمكن أن تقع.
To a point that some of them they imagined and supposed issues that are impossible to happen.
ولكن يقول لو وقعت لكان الحل كذا.
They say rather if it happened then the solution will be such and such.
والقسم الثالث.
The third category of scholars.
من جمع بين الأمرين باعتدال.
Those who combine between the two matters with fairness and being justly balanced.
فقبل افتراض المسائل.
So he accepted supposing issues that may happen.
لكنه لم يتوسع كثيرا.
But he did not expand a lot in this.
والأسئلة المنهي عنها.
The questions that we are forbidden from asking.
في قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كثرة مسائلهم.
In the statement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the excessive or the many questions that they were asking.
يدخل تحتها.
Included in that.
أسئلة التعنت والتعمق.
The questions based upon difficulty and going overboard in detail.
ويشبه ذلك.
And what resembles that.
ما وقع لموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام مع بني إسرائيل.
What happened to موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام with بني إسرائيل.
لما وقع الجريمة في زمن موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام وجدوا رجلا مقتولا.
When a crime happened in the time of بني إسرائيل, they found someone who was killed.
ولم يعرفوا من قتله.
They didn't know who killed him.
فقال بعضهم اسألوا نبي الله موسى.
Some of them said ask the prophet of Allah Musa.
فجاءوا إلى موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام وسألوه.
So they came to موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام and they asked him.
فقال لهم إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة.
He said to them, surely Allah commands you that you should offer a cow as a sacrifice.
فقال لهم موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. فقالوا لموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
So they said to موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
أتتخذنا هزوا؟
Are you making fun of us?
فقال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين.
He said, I seek refuge with Allah that I be from the ignorant people.
ويعلمون علم اليقين أن موسى لا يفعل ذلك لا يستهزئ لأنها ليست من أخلاق الأنبياء.
And they know that موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام he doesn't do that because this is not from the character of the prophets.
وهذه من الأشياء التي تخرم المروءة.
To make fun of others. This is from the things that actually will bring down the dignity and the respect of the person.
عندها قالوا لموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Then they said to موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي.
Call upon your Lord to clarify to us as to what it is this cow.
فقال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذاك متوسطة ليست كبيرة وليست صغيرة.
So he said to them what means that this is a cow that is a middle age, not old, not young.
ثم قال لهم فافعلوا ما تؤمرون.
So do what you are commanded to do.
اذبحوا بقرة.
Just slaughter a cow, offer a cow as a sacrifice.
ولكنهم تعنتوا.
But they went into the extreme of making things difficult.
في البداية.
And they already made it difficult in the beginning. Now they are making it even more difficult again.
لأنه في الأصل قال لهم اذبحوا بقرة.
Because they were told just offer a cow in sacrifice.
فلو ذبحوا أي بقرة.
If they offered any cow.
لكان نفذ الأمر.
Then they would have carried out the order.
ولكنهم تعنتوا.
But they went into extreme difficulties.
وسألوا وقالوا ما هي.
And they said what is it.
فضيق الله عليهم.
Then Allah عز وجل narrowed down this issue for them.
فقال ليست كبيرة ولا صغيرة من الوسط.
So he cut down on their choices. So he said to them it's a middle-aged cow, not very old, not very young.
فقل العدد.
So now the number of cows included has been smaller now, restricted.
فلم يستجيبوا أيضا.
So they didn't respond either.
وتعنتوا أيضا فقالوا ما لونها.
And they were even more tough and difficult. They said, what is the color of it?
فقال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين.
So the answer was that it is a yellow cow and the yellow color of it is like flashy yellow. It is delightful to the one who looks at it.
فقل العدد أكثر.
So now the number of cows even shrank even more.
ومع هذا لم يستجيبوا.
Yet they did not respond.
بل تعنتوا.
They went even more tough and difficult in their question.
وقالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا.
They said, call upon your Lord to clarify to us what it is, as the cows have been, you know, mixed up for us. We are confused.
ما زال عندنا بقر كثير.
So many cows.
متوسط العمر وأصفر فاقع لونه.
So many cows we have, middle-aged and yellow, flashy yellow.
فقال إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرثة مسلمة لا شية فيها. لا ذلول أي غير مذللة.
So he said it's a cow that is not humbled or not used for. تفضل يا شيخ.
ليست مذللة ولكن مدللة.
It's not يعني humiliated by being used for work, you know, but it's مدللة meaning, you know, pampered. Looked after.
لا تثير الأرض، لا تعمل بالحرث.
It's not being utilized for plowing.
ولا تسقي ولا يسقى عليها الماء.
And it's not even used for irrigating the plants.
لا شية فيها أي لونها صافي تماما لا يخالطه أي لون.
The color of it is not mixed with any other color.
مسلمة أي مسلمة من كل عيب ما فيها أي عيب.
مسلمة meaning has no deficiency whatsoever, no flaw, no problem in it.
فلم يجدوا إلا بقرة واحدة يصدق عليها هذا الوصف.
So
أو هذه الأوصاف.
Did not find except just one cow that has all the those descriptions يعني true for it.
فهؤلاء شددوا فشدد الله عليهم.
Those they have been tough, so Allah made the issue tougher for them.
فهذه من أسئلة التعنت.
These are the questions where someone is trying to be tough and hard.
وقد يكون أحيانا من أسئلة التعمق عند بعض الناس.
And sometimes some people would ask questions that are very extreme and like this, too deep, too detailed.
يدقق أحيانا في بعض السنن.
Like some people, sometimes they go into extreme details regarding some sunnas, some sunan.
فيقال له مثلا من السنة أن تستعمل السواك.
They say, for instance, it is sunnah to use siwak.
فيقول أستعمله بيدي اليمنى أو بيدي اليسرى.
So he says, I use my right hand or my left hand to use it.
أستعمله أعلى إلى أسفل أو من جنب إلى جنب.
I brush the teeth top down or right left.
أمسكه من طرفه الأعلى أو من طرفه الأسفل.
I hold from the top part or from the lower part.
هذه كلها أسئلة تعمق لا معنى لها.
Those, all of them are questions where you go deep into details that they make no sense actually.
وكذلك من الأسئلة المنهي عنها.
Also from the questions which we are commanded not to ask.
ما لا فائدة منه ولا حاجة إليه.
The questions that there is no benefit in it and there is no need for it whatsoever.
فقط يريد أن يتكلم.
Just the one who is asking, he wants to talk.
أو يريد أن يتطفل.
Or he wants to يعني get involved in things that don't concern him, you know, like a parasite, the Sheikh is saying. طفيلي.
وهناك أسئلة تكون على سبيل الاستهزاء والسخرية
and,
لا على سبيل طلب العلم والمعرفة.
There are questions also that are by way of ridiculing and making fun, not for the sake of learning and educating oneself.
وهناك أسئلة عن مسائل لم تقع.
And there are questions about things that didn't happen.
إذا وقع كذا ماذا نفعل؟ وإذا
if it happened, how نفعل. What do we do? And if that happens, what do we do?
وقد جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال له يا رسول الله.
He said to him, O Messenger of Allah.
أرأيت لو أن رجلا دخل بيت فوجد رجلا مع امرأته.
Tell me if someone went home and he found a man with his wife.
فماذا يفعل؟
What does he do?
فكره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه المسألة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he disliked this question.
ثم مرت أيام.
Then a few days passed.
فجاء الرجل الذي سأل.
The same man who asked the question.
وقال وجدت رجلا مع امرأتي.
He came and he said I found a man with my wife.
فابتلي فيما سأل عنه والعياذ بالله.
He was tried and tested regarding the question that he himself asked. والعياذ بالله.
ومن المسائل المنهي عنها كذلك.
And from the questions that are forbidden to ask or commanded not to ask.
السؤال عن أشياء لا يمكن الوصول إلى جوابها.
Asking about things that you cannot really answer.
مثل إنسان يسأل عن ما أعد الله للمؤمنين في الجنة لأعلى أهل الجنة منزلة.
Like someone asking about what the believers will get in paradise, the highest of them, what he will get.
والله جل وعلا يقول.
Allah عز وجل says.
أعددت لهم.
I prepared for them.
ما لا عين رأت.
That which no eye has seen.
ولا أذن سمعت.
No ear has heard of.
ولا خطر على قلب بشر.
And never crossed the heart of or the mind of a human.
فهذا يقول لا أريد أن أعرف.
He says this questioner. He says no. I want to know.
الله جل وعلا يقول لا يمكن.
Allah says it's impossible.
وكذلك منها السؤال في أسرار القضاء والقدر.
Likewise, the questions regarding the secrets behind predestination and pre-decree.
وقد جاء في الحديث إذا ذكر القدر فأمسكوا.
And it has come in the hadith that a statement that of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that says, if when the destiny is mentioned, hold back.
يعني from أو أحدهم asking. يسأل عن يوم القيامة متى يكون.
Or someone asking about the day of judgment and when it is going to be.
والله سبحانه وتعالى أخبر أن هذا اليوم لا يعلمه إلا هو.
And he سبحانه وتعالى informed that this day nobody knows it except he سبحانه وتعالى.
وما شابه ذلك من الأسئلة المنهي عنها.
And the likes of that of the questions that we are commanded not to ask.
أما السؤال للعلم والعمل.
As for asking in order for knowledge and action.
فهذا هو المطلوب.
This is what is required.
وقال الله تبارك وتعالى فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
الله تبارك وتعالى said ask the people of knowledge if you do not know.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم النساء نساء الأنصار.
And he said عليه الصلاة والسلام what great women are the women of the Ansar.
لم يمنعهن الحياء من التفقه في الدين.
The shyness never stopped them from seeking to understand their religion.
وسئل ابن عباس كيف نلت العلم.
Ibn Abbas was asked, "How did you attain knowledge?"
قال بلسان سؤول وقلب عقول.
He said, "With a tongue that is that asks a lot, and with a heart that understands and comprehends."
ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه.
And also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Whatever I forbade you from, then stay away from it."
ولم يقل ما استطعتم.
And he didn't say as much as you are able to.
لأن النواهي مقدور على تركها.
Because the forbidden things you are able to stay away from.
لأنك لا تبذل شيئا مجرد امتناع.
Because you do not really offer anything, it's just you are withholding yourself.
وقد يرخص في بعض هذه النواهي.
And those some of these forbidden questions, maybe there are some exemptions, allowances.
مثل أكل الميت عند الضرورة.
The things that are forbidden, they may be allowed in certain cases, like eating the dead animal in time of necessity.
مثل أن يخير الإنسان بين أمرين سيئين لابد أن يفعل أحدهما.
Like the person is given choice between two evil matters, and he has to do one of them.
فيختار الأخف.
So he chooses the lighter, the less problematic amongst the two.
فإن هذا لا بأس به.
So this, there is no harm in that.
والقاعدة عند أهل العلم.
The principle according to the people of knowledge.
أنه لا محرم مع الضرورة.
That there is nothing that is prohibited alongside dire necessity.
لقوله تعالى.
Because of the statement of Allah تعالى.
وقد فصل لكم ما حرم عليكم.
And he surely detailed to you what he what he prohibited for you.
إلا ما اضطررتم إليه.
Except what you are forced to do, except when there is a dire necessity.
وهنا نجد أن قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And here we find the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه ولم يقل فاتركوه.
Whatever I forbade you from, then stay away from it, avoid it. He didn't say leave it.
واجتنبوه أبلغ من اتركوه.
Avoid it is more eloquent in this context than leave it.
لأن الترك هو الكف والامتناع.
Because leaving is for you to withhold yourself, to hold back and to abstain.
أما الاجتناب فهو الابتعاد عنه وعن كل ما يوصل إليه.
As for avoidance, then it is to stay away from it and stay away from anything that will bring you close to it.
ومعناه أنك تكون في جانب وهو في جانب.
It means that you are on one side and that prohibited thing on another side.
ويقول أهل العلم.
And the people of knowledge say.
إذا نظرنا في النواهي.
If we look into the forbidden things.
نجد أنها شرعت لحفظ الكليات الخمس.
We find that they are legislated. To actually preserve and protect the five basic things.
وهذه الكليات الخمسة التي اتفقت الشرائع عليها.
The basic collective matters that the legislation, the legislations that Allah legislated, all of them collectively, unanimously agreed upon.
وهي حفظ النفس.
And that is to preserve the soul.
والمال.
And the money.
والعقل.
And the intellect.
والدين.
The religion.
والعرض
and the honor.
فهذه الأشياء اتفقت الشرائع على وجوب المحافظة عليها وعدم جواز المساس بها.
All of these five, all of the legislations that Allah legislated, agreed upon preserving and protecting them and not, يعني, coming close to, you know, infringe upon them or bring them down.
وأما قوله إذا أمرتكم بأمر فأتوا منه ما استطعتم.
As for the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, if I command you or with something, then do of it whatever you can.
فقوله ما استطعتم.
His statement here, whatever you can.
يدل على أن جميع الواجبات.
It proves that all the obligations.
إذا عجز عنها الإنسان.
If the human cannot do them.
إما أن تسقط كلها ويسقط بعضها.
Either they are dropped in totality or part of it is dropped.
والقاعدة تقول لا واجب مع العجز.
And the fiqh rule says there is no compulsory or obligation alongside with inability to do it.
ولكن هذه القاعدة مقيدة.
But this rule is restricted.
بقاعدة أخرى تقول.
With another rule that says.
الميسور لا يسقط بالمعجوز أو بالمعسور.
Whatever is available, easily or readily available or easy, that can be easily done, is not dropped by that which is difficult.
معناها.
Meaning.
الإنسان لو عجز عن السجود مثلا.
The person, if he was unable to prostrate.
فلا يجوز له أن يصلي جالسا.
It's not allowed for him to pray sitting.
لأنه غير عاجز عن القيام.
Because he is not unable to stand.
وغير عاجز عن الركوع.
And he is not unable to perform ركوع.
هو عاجز فقط عن السجود.
He is only unable to prostrate سجود.
فالذي يسقط عنه السجود فقط.
So what is dropped from him is only سجود.
فلا يجوز أن يسقط غير السجود.
So it's not allowed for him to drop other obligations other than سجود.
بحجة أنه عاجز عن السجود.
With the excuse that he is unable to perform سجود.
ويدخل في هذا أيضا.
Included in that also.
الذين يصلون في الطائرة الآن.
Those who pray in the airplane now.
فقد لا يتمكن من الصلاة قياما في الطائرة مع ركوع وسجود.
May not be able to pray in the airplane standing along with ركوع and سجود.
إما لضيق الطائرة.
Either because the airplane is you know cozy or small narrow.
أو لمنعهم.
No space.
منعهم له.
Or because they do not allow him to do that.
فيقول أصلي على الكرسي.
So he says, I pray on the chair.
خاصة أنه لا يصل إلا بعد خروج الوقت.
Especially that he does not arrive to the other place that he's going to except after the time of salah is gone.
فهنا هو عاجز عن السجود.
So here he is unable to prostrate.
لكن غير عاجز عن القيام.
But he is not unable to stand.
وغير عاجز عن الركوع.
And he is not unable to do ركوع.
وغير عاجز عن استقبال القبلة.
And he is not unable to face the قبلة.
فكل ما قدر عليه يجب عليه.
Everything that he is able to do is a must upon him to do it.
وكل شيء عجز عنه يسقط عنه.
And everything that he is unable to do, then it is dropped from him.
فعليه يصلي قائما ولو قرب كرسيه في مكانه.
He has to pray standing even close to his chair, standing.
ويستقبل القبلة.
And he faces the قبلة.
ويركع.
And he performs ركوع.
فإذا جاء وقت السجود جلس.
So if the time of sujood comes, he sits.
وأومأ برأسه.
And he would sign with his head.
ثم يقوم لركعة ثانية وهكذا.
Then he will stand for the second ركعة and so on and so forth.
وإن كانت القبلة عن يمينه.
If the قبلة, the direction of the قبلة was to his right.
أيضا يستقبل القبلة.
Then he would face the قبلة also.
ويقف.
And he stands.
ويركع.
And he performs ركوع.
وإذا جاء وقت السجود جلس على كرسيه وأومأ.
When the time of sujood comes, then he would sit in his chair and he would sign or tilt his head.
وهكذا كانت القبلة في ظهره يلتفت.
And likewise, if the qibla, the direction of the qibla was towards his back, so he turns around.
هذا كله إذا اضطر إلى الصلاة في الطائرة.
All of that if he was forced to pray in the airplane.
يعني مثلا أنا سأسافر بعد غد يوم الاثنين.
So for instance, I will be traveling the day after tomorrow, Monday.
الساعة الواحدة ظهرا تقريبا.
1 o'clock, around 1 o'clock.
قبل صلاة الظهر.
Departing before ظهر time.
وأصل بعد طلوع الفجر يوم الثلاثاء.
And I arrive after فجر Tuesday morning.
فسأصلي الظهر والعصر والمغرب والعشاء والفجر في الطائرة.
So all of these prayers the Sheikh will be praying in the airplane.
الله يعين.
May Allah help.
فالقصد إذن أن الإنسان إنما يسقط عنه ما عجز عنه فقط.
The objective here is to say that the person, what is dropped from him of the obligations, it is only what he is unable to do.
وقد يكون المعجوز عنه له بدل.
And what you are unable to do might have a replacement actually.
كمثل قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صل قائما فإن لم تستطع فقاعدا.
Like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says. Pray standing. If you cannot, then pray sitting.
فهنا الجلوس بدل عن القيام.
So here, sitting is a replacement for standing.
وقد صلى.
And he prayed. He would have prayed. Yeah.
لكن لو فرضنا إنسانا عجز عن صدقة الفطر.
But if we suppose someone who is unable to pay the donation, صدقة الفطر, the breaking the fast.
فقير جدا لا يملك شيئا.
He is so poor, he doesn't own anything to give زكاة الفطر.
فهذا لا تجب عليه زكاة الفطر.
So this person, زكاة الفطر is not a must upon him.
فتسقط عنه إلى غير بدل.
And it is dropped from him, but there is nothing replacement. There is no replacement for it.
ولو فرضنا بعد يوم أو يومين جاءه مال.
If we suppose that after one or two days he gets some money.
أو الناس أعطوه صدقات فطرهم مثلا.
Or the people gave him their zakat al-fitr.
بعد خروج وقتها.
After the time of zakat al-fitr is gone.
فلا يعود إليها.
So he doesn't go back to do zakat al-fitr even if he became able afterwards.
لأنه فات وقتها.
Because the time of it is gone and elapsed.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 82.
حديث number 82.
عن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال.
From جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه who said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من لا يرحم الناس لا يرحمه الله.
The one who does not show mercy to people, Allah does not show him mercy.
وهذا الحديث متفق عليه.
This hadith is agreed upon.
جرير بن عبد الله بن جابر البجلي.
جرير بن عبد الله بن جابر البجلي.
أسلم قبل وفاة النبي بأربعين يوما.
He accepted Islam 40 days before the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وكان أهل العلم يحبون رواية جرير للمسح الخفين.
The people of knowledge used to like the narration of Jarir pertaining to wiping over the shoes instead of washing the feet.
لأن الأحاديث الواردة في المسح الخفين.
Because the ahadith that has come regarding wiping over the shoes.
من رواية غير جرير.
From the narration of other than Jarir.
محتمل أنها كانت قبل سورة المائدة.
It is possible that they were before سورة المائدة was revealed.
وسورة المائدة هي من أواخر السور التي نزلت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المدينة.
سورة المائدة is from the last of the chapters of the Quran that were revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وسورة المائدة فيها قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
In Surah Al-Ma'idah, in it, there is the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق.
Oh, you who believe, if you stand up for prayer, then wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows.
وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين.
And wipe over your heads and your feet. Up until the ankles.
فقالوا هذه الآية تنسخ المسح على الخفين لأنها أمرت بغسل الرجلين.
They said that this ayah abrogates and cancels the wiping over the shoes because the ayah commands to wash the feet.
فجرير ممن روى المسح الخفين عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
جرير is one of those who narrated wiping over the shoes from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقيل له.
It was said to him.
أهذا قبل سورة المائدة مسح النبي على الخفين أو بعد سورة المائدة؟
He was asked, is this the wiping over the shoes? Did this come before سورة المائدة or actually after سورة المائدة؟
فقال وهل أسلمت إلا بعد المائدة؟
He said, and when did I accept Islam except after سورة المائدة was revealed?
إذا رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسح بعد نزول سورة المائدة.
So he saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wiping over his shoes after the revelation of سورة المائدة.
وكان جرير من أجمل الناس.
جرير used to be from the most handsome people.
وكان عمر يقول هذا يوسف هذه الأمة.
And عمر رضي الله عنه used to say, this is the Yusuf of this ummah.
ولما دخل على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكرمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان سيدا في قومه.
When he entered upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم honored him and he was the leader of his people.
ونقل عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عن جرير.
And it is reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said about جرير.
عليه مسحة ملك.
Upon him is as if an angel has wiped over him or rubbed him.
روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 100 حديثا.
He narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 100 حديث. عليه مسحة ملك يا شيخ.
يعني جميل جدا.
Okay.
يعني لما قلنا النساء ما هذا بشر إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. فهذا عليه صور مسحة ملك يعني من جماله.
Okay. So I asked the Sheikh about this. He said, "يعني as if you know this word of wipe of or from an angel. It looks like he's so beautiful. He looks like an angel, as in the Quran about Yusuf when they said he's not a human. This is only a noble angel."
وتوفي جرير سنة 51 من الهجرة.
So he has the look of an angel. So he passed away the year 51. شيخنا. 51 هجرة he passed away.
هذا الحديث منطوقه من لا يرحم الناس لا يرحمه الله.
This hadith, the direct statement, the direct meaning that you get from it, is that the one who is not merciful to the people, Allah is not merciful to him.
ومفهومه.
But we understand from it.
من يرحم الناس.
That if you are merciful to the people, then Allah will be merciful to you.
ولذا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why he said عليه الصلاة والسلام.
الرحمون يرحمهم الله.
The merciful ones, Allah is merciful with them.
ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء.
Be merciful to those who are on earth, and the one who is in the heaven will be merciful to you.
و كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما في مجلسه.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was one day in his session, his place.
فجاء الحسن فاعتنق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, الحسن بن علي.
So الحسن بن علي, he came and he hugged the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إنه جده.
His grandfather.
فقبله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed him.
فقال عنده الأقرع بن حابس.
So الأقرع بن حابس, he said, he saw that and he said.
وهو مستغرب.
He was looking at it as something strange.
فقال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أتقبلون أولادكم؟
Do you kiss your children?
فقال النبي نعم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said yes.
فقال الأقرع إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت أحدا منهم.
الأقرع said I have 10 kids, I never kissed any one of them.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وماذا أصنع لك أن نزع الله الرحمة من قلبك.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, what can I do for you if Allah took away, snatched away mercy from your heart.
ولما توفي إبراهيم ابن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
when Ibrahim the son of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away,
دمعت عينا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his eyes shed tears.
فقال له عبد الرحمن بن عوف أتبكي يا رسول الله.
So عبد الرحمن بن عوف said to him, do you cry, O Messenger of Allah?
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام.
إنها رحمة جعلها الله في قلوب عباده.
It is just a mercy, nothing but mercy that Allah has put or made in the hearts of His servants.
فرحمة الناس إذن.
So being merciful to the people then.
هي من أعظم الأسباب التي تنال بها رحمة الله.
Is from the greatest causes that by which you will attain the mercy of Allah.
والعكس بالعكس.
And the opposite is also true.
من فقد الرحمة للناس فاتته رحمة الله.
The one who is not merciful, who missed out on being merciful to the people, then the mercy of Allah is not going to
فعلى الإنسان إذا كان يريد رحمة الله أن يرحم الخلق.
So upon the person, if he wants to attain Allah's mercy, it is upon him to show mercy to people.
ولن يرحم الخلق حتى يكون من المحسنين.
And that he should be merciful to the people so that he will be from the muhsineen, the good doers.
والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says that surely the mercy of Allah is close to those who are the doers of good.
والمحسنون يكونون محسنين مع الله جل وعلا في عبادتهم.
Those who are محسنون, the doers of good, they would be doing worship, they will be doing good as to worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal.
ويكونون محسنين أيضا مع العباد بالإحسان.
They will be doers of good also towards the humans by doing acts of kindness towards them.
والرحمة التي يتصف بها العبد نوعان.
The mercy that the human is described with is two types of mercy.
النوع الأول رحمة غريزية.
The first one, the mercy that is instinctive.
فهذه تأتي بنفسها بدون تكلف.
This is spontaneous. It comes by itself without faking it.
مثل رحمة الأب بولده والأم بولدها.
Like the father and the mother showing mercy to their children.
ورحمة الكبير بالصغير.
And the old showing mercy to the young.
والرحمة بالمرضى ورحمة بالمعاقين وغير ذلك.
Showing mercy to the sick and to the handicapped and other than that.
فهذه الرحمة وإن كانت خلقة وجبلة في الإنسان.
So this mercy, although it is by creation and by the innate nature or part of the natural creation of the human being.
إلا أن الإنسان يؤجر عليها إذا قصد بها وجه الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Except, however, that the human will be rewarded for it if he intended by it the face of Allah.
بل حتى لو لم تظهر مظاهرها.
Even if its outward signs are not showing.
فإن الله تبارك وتعالى يعطيه على قدر نيته.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him according to how much intention he has for that.
وهناك رحمة يتكلف العبد في أن يحصلها. يدرب النفس عليها.
And there is a type of mercy, the second one other than the instinctive, is the one you attain through experience. You train yourself to achieving it, to having that.
مثل من يحرص على زيارة المرضى.
Like the one who would be keen to visit the sick.
أو كفالة الأيتام
or to sponsor the orphans
أو أنه يذهب إلى كبار السن ويعتني بهم.
Or he goes to the people who are older in age and showing them care, taking care of them.
فيدرب نفسه حتى تقع الرحمة منها الموقع الذي يرضيه.
So he trains himself to a point that the mercy will have its place in him, its effect on him.
وهذا ليس بعزيز.
And this is not something that is impossible. The person may be able to train himself over and over up until it will become steadfast upon that.
ومن هذا قوله تعالى.
Part of that is the statement of Allah Ta'ala.
ونفسي وما سواها.
And a soul and by the one who fashioned it.
فألهمها فجورها وتقواها.
So he inspired it, its wickedness and its piety.
قد أفلح من زكاها.
Surely the one who sanctifies and purifies it, he succeeded.
وقد خاب من دساها.
And surely he failed, the one who lowered it and lowered it by committing sins.
وتحتمل المعنيين.
And this could mean two things. It's two possibilities for the meaning. The first meaning.
قد أفلح من زكاها أي الله والذي يزكيها. قد أفلح من زكى نفسه الله. فالضمير يعود إلى الله جل وعلا.
Surely he succeeded, the one who purified it and sanctified it. So here maybe the pronoun goes back to Allah. يعني Allah is the one who purified it and sanctified
it. وأيضا من خاب من دساها أن الله هو كذلك الذي يدسها سبحانه وتعالى.
And likewise من دساها he made it filthy and bad. It could mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made it bad.
والمعنى الثاني.
The second meaning.
قد أفلح من زكاها أي العبد هو الذي يزكيها.
Meaning that the servant is the one who succeeded by purifying and sanctifying his soul.
وقد خاب من دساها كذلك العبد هو الذي يدس نفسه.
And he failed, the one who lowered it by sins, meaning that the servant himself is the one who lowers his own self by committing sins and disobediences.
وعلى كل حال الله جل وعلا أمر المؤمنين أن يتراحموا بينهم.
In any case, Allah عز وجل commanded the believers to show mercy to one another.
والرحمة وإن كانت من أعمال القلوب.
And mercy, although it is from the actions of the heart.
إلا إن آثارها تظهر على اللسان وعلى الجوارح.
Except
في تصرفاته.
The effects of it, the traces of it, appear on the tongue and on the body part in the conduct of the person.
إحسان القول.
That is by saying words that are kind.
وبإيصال الخير للناس ومساعدتهم.
And by helping the people and having goodness reach them.
وإزالة الضرر عنهم.
And the removal of harm from them.
كل هذه دلائل على وجود رحمة في قلبه.
All of these are proofs that there is mercy within the heart of the person.
والإنسان الذي يصبر على ما يصيبه من المصائب.
The human who is patient for whatever calamities that befall him,
يرحمه الله تبارك وتعالى.
Allah تبارك وتعالى is merciful to him.
إذا وقع في قلبه شيء من الرحمة لمن أصابته المصيبة.
If some mercy falls into his heart towards the one who was hit with a calamity.
فالله جل وعلا يرحمه ويثيبه على ذلك.
So Allah عز وجل is merciful to him and he will reward him for those feelings of mercy.
كما مر بنا حديث عبد الرحمن بن عوف لما رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تدمع عينه بوفاة إبراهيم.
Has passed when the narration that says that عبد الرحمن بن عوف he saw the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم his eyes shed tears for the death of Ibrahim.
فرحمتك لولدك.
So you showing mercy to your child
وبكاؤك عليه
and you cry for the sake of your child
يستدعي أن الله يرحمك.
This calls for
سبحانه وتعالى.
The fact that Allah will be merciful towards you.
لكن إذا كان مع ذلك الصبر والرضا.
But if there will be with that patience and pleasure, satisfaction.
وأحيانا قد تستغرب أن الرحمة ربما كانت حتى مع البهائم.
And sometimes you may wonder that actually the mercy may be even with the animals or the beasts.
وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن امرأة بغي أي مومس.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed about a woman who was a prostitute.
رأت كلبا يأكل الثرى من العطش.
She saw a dog eating up the dust because of the soil, because of the thirst that he has gone through. Wet soil.
فوقعت الرحمة في قلبها لهذا الكلب.
So mercy came into her heart for this dog.
فسقته.
So she gave him to drink.
فغفر الله لها.
So Allah forgave her.
هذا وهي تتعامل مع كلب.
This is with a dog.
فكيف الذي يساعد إنسانا؟
How is it then? How the matter will be with the one who helps a human being?
والعكس بالعكس.
And the opposite is also true.
إذ أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن امرأة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed about a woman.
حبست هرة.
Who jailed a cat.
فلا هي تركتها تأكل من خشاش الأرض.
She did not allow her to eat from the insects that are creeping on earth.
ولا هي أطعمتها.
And she did not feed her.
فعاقبها الله تبارك وتعالى بذلك بأدخلها النار.
Allah punished her because of that, so He entered her into the fire.
فالقصد أن الرحمة.
The objective here is that mercy.
جزاؤها متعجل في الدنيا.
The reward of it is swift and immediate in this worldly life.
وغير مضيع في الآخرة.
And is not going to be lost in the next life.
فالله تبارك يجعلنا من الرحمة.
We ask Allah عز وجل to make us from those who show mercy to others.
الحديث 83.
حديث 83.
عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال.
From Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, who
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said
من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه
the one who loves that his provision, his means will be expanded for him
وينسأ له في أثره
and that his lifespan will be extended for him
فليصل رحمه
then let him connect with his blood relatives
وهذا الحديث متفق عليه أخرجه البخاري ومسلم.
This hadith is agreed upon, narrated by, collected by Bukhari and Muslim.
ترجمت أنس مرت في الحديث 77.
The biography of Anas passed in the hadith number 77.
وهذا الحديث كما هو ظاهر فيه الحث على صلة الأرحام.
This hadith, as it is apparent, in it is the encouragement to connect with blood relatives.
وفيها أنها يعني موجبة لرضا الله تبارك وتعالى.
And in it also is that it will make the pleasure and satisfaction of Allah Azza wa Jal a must for you if you
وأن ثوابها معجل في الدنيا
and that the reward of connecting with blood relatives is swift and immediate in this worldly life
يبسط له في رزقه
he will be expanded in his sustenance and provision
يمد له في عمره
and his lifespan will be extended
واختلف أهل العلم
and the people of knowledge differed
هل هذا على الحقيقة
is this the meaning is it the real meaning
او انه من باب البركه
or that his lifespan is expanded or extended in terms of blessing it will be more blessed is it really going to be extended or just it will be more blessed
وهذه تحتاج الى انتباه
and this will require some paying attention
هذا الحديث ظاهره
The apparent meaning of this hadith
أن العمر يمكن أن يزاد فيه
that the lifespan it may be increased
وأن الرزق يمكن أن يزاد فيه
and that the provision it may be increased also
وهو في ظاهره
and the apparent meaning of this
يخالف ظاهر الآية
it goes against the apparent meaning of the verse which says
وهي قول الله تبارك وتعالى لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون.
They will not delay any time period nor they will advance it.
وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن الله كتب مقادير الخلائق.
That Allah عز وجل has written the destiny of the creation.
قبل خلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة.
50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth.
وكذا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
Likewise the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما
Surely one of you his creation is put together in the womb of his mother 40 days.
ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك.
Then he is a blood cloth, the likeness of that.
ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك.
Then he is like something that is chewed, the likeness of that period of time.
ثم يرسل إليه الملك.
Then the angel is sent to him.
فينفخ فيه الروح.
And he blows the spirit into him.
ويؤمر بكتب أربع.
And he would be commanded to write down four things.
بكتب أجله.
Writing down his lifespan.
وعمله.
His actions.
ورزقه.
His provision.
وشقي أو سعيد.
And whether he is happy or sad.
فهذه النصوص ظاهرها التعارض.
So those texts here, they appear seemingly, they seem to be conflicting with one another.
وقد ذكر أهل العلم إجابات على هذا الأمر.
The people of knowledge, they mentioned answers to this.
منها
amongst those answers
أن حديث الباب اللي ذكرناه الآن قريبا
that the hadith which we mentioned now, hadith of Anas رضي الله عنه
من أحب أن ينسأ له في أثره
the one who loves to have his lifespan extended and his provision to be expanded, increased
ليس على حقيقته
is not يعني meant for the real meaning of it.
وإنما المقصود يبارك له في رزقه.
They said what is meant here is that his provision will be blessed.
ويبارك له في عمره.
And his lifespan will be blessed.
في قضية بركة لا قضية طول.
The matter of a blessing, not like it's the length of it is extended or the money is extended.
وهذا ما ذهب إليه أكثر أهل العلم.
And this is what the majority of the scholars they took as a position.
أن القضية قضية بركة.
That the issue is an issue of blessings.
وهذا شيء ملاحظ.
And this is something that you can notice.
أحيانا بعض الأموال عندك يبارك الله فيها فتستثمر جيدا أو تستفيد منها كثيرا.
Some money that you have, Allah blesses that money. So it is invested in a good way. It does make a lot of money out of that.
وكذلك العمر.
Likewise the lifespan.
قد تعمل أشياء كثيرة في وقت قصير.
You may achieve a lot of things in a time span that is very short.
فقالوا هذا معنى الزيادة.
So those scholars said this is the meaning of the increase here. It's just a blessing.
القول الثاني أن الزيادة حقيقية.
The second position is that the increase is actually real.
وأنه فعلا يزاد في العمر.
And that it is the lifespan is really increased.
وفعلا يزاد في الرزق.
And really the provision, the money will be increased.
ولكن هذه الزيادة لا يعلمها إلا الله وحده.
But this increase nobody knows except Allah alone.
والذي كتبته الملائكة
and what the angels wrote down
وأنت في بطن أمك
while you were in the womb of your mom
قابل للتغيير
this may be changed
فإذا وصلت رحمك
if you connect with your blood relatives
فيزيد الله في رزقك
Allah will increase your provision
ويبسط لك في عمرك
and Allah will increase your lifespan
قال والدليل على ذلك قوله تعالى
The proof to that is the statement of Allah تعالى
يمحو الله ما يشاء ويثبت
Allah erases whatever he wishes and he affirms or fixes
وعنده أم الكتاب
And with him is the mother of the book
قالوا فالذي في أم الكتاب هذا الذي لا يتغير
So they said what is in the mother of the book that is what cannot change
والذي في أم الكتاب هو الذي لم يطلع عليه أحد حتى الملائكة
And what is in the mother of the book is that which no one has seen except Allah even the angels didn't see
فالملائكة يعرفون عمرك الذي أمروا أن يكتبوه
So the angels, they know your lifespan that they were told to write down, your age that they were told to write down. That's what they know.
لا يعرفون عمرك الذي كتبه الله عندك.
They do not know your age that Allah has written it for you in the book.
ومن ذلك القصة المشهورة في صحيحين.
And from that is the famous story in the two Sahihs, Bukhari and Muslim.
عن موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
From موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
أن الله أرسل إليه ملك الموت.
That about موسى that عليه الصلاة والسلام that Allah sent to him the angel of death.
فقال له من أنت؟
So he said to him, "Who are you?"
قال أنا ملك الموت جئت لأقبض روحك.
He said, "I am the angel of death. I came to take your soul."
فضربه موسى.
So Musa hit him.
فملك الموت أدبا مع موسى لم يفعل شيئا.
So the angel of death, out of him being mannerly with Musa, he didn't do anything.
فرجع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى.
He went back to Allah عز وجل.
فقال يا رب.
He said, "O Lord."
أرسلتني إلى عبد لا يريد الموت.
You sent me to a servant who does not want to die.
يعني ماذا أفعل؟ أقبض روحه.
What do I do then? I should take his soul or I leave him?
لأن هذا ليس يوسف. This هذا موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
This is not Yusuf. This is Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام.
له منزلته ومكانته.
He has his place and status.
فقال الله تبارك وتعالى لملك الموت.
So Allah عز وجل said to the angel of death.
ارجع إليه.
Go back to him.
فقل له يضع يده على ظهر ثور.
Tell him to place his hand on the back of an ox.
وله بكل شعرة أحاطت بها يده سنة.
And he will have for every hair that his hand is placed on, he will live 1 year for every hair under his hand.
فرجع ملك الموت إلى موسى.
So the angel of death came back to Musa.
فقال من أنت؟
He said, "Who are you?"
قال أنا ملك الموت.
He said, "I am the angel of death."
وجاء وقد شفي من الضربة.
He came, he was healed from the hit. فأنت لم تذكر الضربة يا شيخ.
قلت ضربه. قلنا ضربه.
He hit him. Did I say, did I translate that? Yeah, I'm lost. يعني. It's the end of the day. طيب.
عندها قال له موسى ثم ماذا؟
So
موسى. يضع يدك على ظهر ثور لك بكل شعرة سنة.
So he told him that place your hand on the ox and every hair under your hand you will live 1 year. So موسى said to him, and then what after that?
قال الموت.
He said death.
فعرف موسى أن هذا ملك الموت فعلا.
So Musa got to know that this is really the angel of death.
قال فالآن إذا.
He said just do it now then.
والشاهد من هذه القصة.
The point in this story.
أن موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
That Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام.
لو قال سأضع يدي.
He did. If he said I will place my hand on this animal.
وطبعا ملك الموت لا يعلم. كم شعرة تحت يدي موسى؟
The angel of death, he will not know how many hairs under his hand.
والله قد وعده بذلك.
Allah promised him that.
فلو وضع يده لأعطاه الله من العمر.
If he placed his hand, then Allah would have given him of the years to live.
بعدد تلك الشعرات.
As many as those hairs he will have his hand on.
فالقصد هنا أن ملك الموت لم يعلم متى يموت موسى على اليقين.
The objective here is that the angel of death, he did not know when Musa is supposed to die for certainty.
ولا يعلم هذا على اليقين إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Nobody knows that for certainty except Allah عز وجل.
أما قضية موسى كيف جاز له أن يضرب ملك الموت.
As for how is it that Musa, how was it allowed for him to hit the angel of death?
فملك الموت في ذلك الزمان.
The angel of death in that time.
كان يأتي الناس على صورة بشر.
He used to come to the people in the human form, in a human form.
ومعلوم أيضا.
It is well known also.
أن موسى كان مقصودا بالإساءة عليه السلام.
مقصودا.
بالإساءة.
That موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام was intended with harm عليه الصلاة والسلام.
هناك من يريد قتله. هناك من يريد.
There are those who intend to kill him, intend to hurt him from the people.
وهو لا يعلم الغيب.
And he doesn't know the unseen world.
ولم يعلم أن هذا ملك الموت.
And he did not know that this is the angel of death.
ولذلك ضربه.
This is why he hit him, beat him.
فعند ذلك صعد ملك الموت إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
At that time, the angel of death he rose up to Allah.
ثم رجع مرة ثانية.
And then he came back.
عند عودته علم موسى أنه صادق وأنه ملك الموت فعلا.
When he came back, Musa got to know that he is really the angel of death.
فالشاهد من هذا أن القول الثاني لأهل العلم أنه يمكن أن يزاد في العمر، يمكن أن يزاد في الرزق.
The point here is that the second position of the people of knowledge is that it is possible to for the age to be increased. It is possible for the money or the provision to be increased.
وكلا القولين وجيه.
Both of the two positions they have status.
والله أعلم.
They have weight.
وإن كانت النفس تميل إلى الثاني وهو أنه فعلا يزاد حقيقة.
Allah knows best which one of the two is the stronger. Although the Sheikh said that I find myself inclined towards the second position, that the life and the money is increased in reality.
هو اختيار الشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله تعالى.
And it is the choice of the Sheikh عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله.
الأمر الثاني.
The second matter.
أن الجزاء من جنس العمل.
That the reward is of the same type of a deed or an action that you do.
وذلك أن الإنسان إذا وصل رحمه.
That is because the person, if he connects with his blood relatives.
ووصل الرحم ليس فقط الزيارة.
Connecting with blood relatives is not just visiting them.
وإنما إسعادهم بكل شيء يدخل إليهم السعادة.
Rather making them happy with anything that will have them become happy.
كالإحسان إليهم بالمال.
Like being kind to them with money.
والزيارة.
Visiting.
واشتراك معهم في أفراحهم وأتراحهم.
Participating with them in their occasions of happiness and occasions of sadness.
وإدخال السرور عليهم.
Entering happiness upon them and delight.
وغير ذلك من الأمور التي يعني يفعلها الإنسان لأقاربه.
Other than that, from the things that the person will do for his blood relatives.
ولذلك يفتح الله له من أبواب رزقه ورحمته.
This is why Allah will open up for him of the doors of provision, his doors of provision and mercy.
مقابل ما فتح من قلبه وإحسانه لأقاربه.
According to and parallel to what he has opened up of the doors of kindness and mercy towards his blood relatives.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث الرابع والثمانون.
حديث number 84.
عن أبي موسى الأشعري قال.
From أبي موسى الأشعري who said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
المرء مع من أحب.
The person will be with those whom he loves.
متفق عليه.
Agreed upon.
أما راوي الحديث أبو موسى الأشعري.
As for the narrator of the hadith, أبو موسى الأشعري.
فقد مر في الحديث الثالث عشر.
He passed his biography passed in the hadith number 13.
أما المحبة.
As for love.
فهي دليل على قوة الصلة.
This is a proof that there is a strong connection or relationship.
بين المحب والمحبوب.
Between the lover and the one who is loved.
فهي دليل على التناسب بينهما وإلا ما صار هذا الحب بينهما.
It's a proof for some sort of getting along or relative suitability or closeness between them. Otherwise, there wouldn't be this love.
لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الأرواح جنود مجندة.
That is because of the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that the souls resemble the enlisted soldiers.
ما تعارف منها ائتلف وما تناكر منها اختلف.
The souls that know or recognize one another, they will get along, and the souls that do not know and recognize each other, they will differ.
ومن أحب الله جل وعلا.
The one who loves Allah عز وجل.
أحبه الله جل وعلا.
Then Allah will love him too.
ومن أحب الله تبارك وتعالى أطاع الله جل وعلا.
And the one who loves Allah عز وجل, he will obey Allah.
ومن أطاع الله جل وعلا أكرمه الله جل وعلا.
And the one who obeys Allah عز وجل, Allah will honor him.
ومنه قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
And from that is the statement of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ومن يطع الله والرسول.
The one who obeys Allah and the Messenger.
فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم.
Then such will be with those whom Allah favored.
من النبيين.
Of the prophets.
والصديقين.
The most truthful
والشهداء
ones.
والشهداء.
The martyrs.
والصالحين.
And the righteous ones.
وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
And what a great company that is.
يقول أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه.
أنس بن مالك says, may Allah be pleased with him.
ما فرحنا بشيء.
We haven't been happy.
كفرحنا بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
With anything, we haven't been happy with anything like we have been happy.
المرء مع من أحب.
Like we were happy with the statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that the person will be with those whom he loves.
وذلك أنه جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That is because there was a man who came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا عملت؟
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him what did you do؟
فقال والله ما لي من كثير عمل.
He says I haven't done much good deeds that is.
إلا إني أحب الله ورسوله.
Except that I love Allah and His Messenger.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the person will be with the ones whom he loves.
عندها قال أنس والله أنس ما فرحنا بشيء فرحنا بهذا الحديث.
Anas then said, "By Allah, we haven't been happier. We haven't been happier with anything more than we were happy with this statement."
قال أنس
Then Anas said,
"فأنا أحب رسول الله."
So I love the Messenger of Allah.
وأحب أبا بكر.
And I love Abu Bakr.
وأحب عمر.
And I love عمر.
وأرجو أن أكون معهم.
And I hope that I will be with them.
صلى الله يجعلنا كذلك معهم.
We ask Allah عز وجل to make us like that.
الله أعلم.
Allah knows best.
الحديث 85.
حديث 85.
عن عبد الله بن عمر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
From Abdullah ibn Umar that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
كَانَ إِذَا اسْتَوَى عَلَى بَعِيرِهِ خَارِجًا إِلَى سَفَرْ
He used to, alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gets on his riding animal, his camel, going out to a travel, to a journey
كَبَّرَ ثَلَاثًا
He will say Allahu Akbar three times
ثُمَّ قَال
Then he says
سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا
All glory be to the one who subjected this to us
وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ
And we were not able to do so
وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ
And truly we are going to return to our Lord.
اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى.
Oh Allah, we ask you in this journey of ours the righteousness and piety.
ومن العمل ما ترضى.
And of the actions that which pleases you.
اللهم هون علينا سفرنا هذا.
Oh Allah, make this journey for us easy.
وطوي عنا بعده.
And shorten the distance of it for us.
اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر.
Oh Allah, you are the companion in the travel.
والخليفة في الأهل.
And you are the one who is entrusted with the family. Whom I entrust my family with.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر.
Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the difficulty of the travel.
وكآبة المنظر.
And the bad sceneries or the bad scenes.
وسوء المنقلب.
And the evil coming back.
في المال والأهل والولد.
And evil and seek refuge with you from the evil of when I return to see anything bad in my wealth or my family members.
وإذا رجع قالهن وزاد
So after coming back from his journey, he would say the same words and he would add to them saying
آيبون
coming back
تائبون
repenting
عابدون
worshipping
لربنا حامدون
praising our Lord.
أخرجه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه.
Narrated by Imam Muslim in his
لكن رواية مسلم ليس فيها والولد. فقط وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل.
The narration of Muslim doesn't have the ولد children just مال والأهل.
وزيادة الولد في رواية النسائي.
The addition of الولد the children it is in the narration of الإمام النسائي.
أما راوي الحديث.
As for the narrator of the hadith.
عبد الله بن عمر.
عبد الله بن عمر.
فقد مر في الحديث 18.
His biography passed in the hadith number 18.
هذا الحديث فيه فوائد عظيمة تتعلق بالسفر.
This hadith has many benefits related to travel.
وهذه الأدعية التي ذكرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And these du'as that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned.
مشتمل على مصالح الدين والدنيا.
They are inclusive of the benefits in this worldly life and in the next life.
وعلى طلب الأشياء المحبوبة.
And in requesting things that are beloved.
ودفع الأشياء المكروهة.
And to push away and repel the things that are disliked.
وعلى شكر الله على نعمه الكثيرة.
It is inclusive also of thanking Allah for His many bounties.
فأول أمره يكبر الله سبحانه وتعالى ثلاثة.
So the beginning of the affair of the traveler is that he will say Allahu Akbar three times.
وهو نوع من الثناء على الله جل وعلا.
And it is one type of praise for Allah تعالى.
أما قوله سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا.
As for the statement, all glory be to the one who subjected this for us.
وما كنا له مقرنين.
And we were not able to do so.
وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون.
And surely we are going to return to our Lord.
ففيه كذلك الثناء على الله جل وعلا.
In that also praise for Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
الذي سخر لنا هذه المركوبات.
The one who subjected, the one who made them subservient to us.
بأنواعها كلها.
With all kinds of these riding animals.
سواء كانت من الحيوانات.
Whether they are animals.
أو الطائرات.
Or airplanes.
أو البواخر.
Or ships.
أو السيارات.
Or cars.
أو غير ذلك ما يستعمله الإنسان في سفره.
Or other than that from the things that the human uses for his travels.
ولهذا قال موسى نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام لقومه.
This is why Nuh said to his people.
الذين آمنوا به.
Those who believed in him, he said to them,
اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجريها ومرساها.
Board it, board the ship with the name of Allah, its sailing and its anchoring.
فعلى الإنسان أن يحمد الله تبارك وتعالى نعمه.
So it is upon the servant to praise Allah عز وجل for all of his favors.
خاصة عند استعمالها.
Especially when he is actually using them.
وفيه أنه الإنسان يتذكر أنه لولا الله ما حصل هذا الأمر.
And in it also here that one should remember that were it not for Allah then this wouldn't have been achieved.
وهذا معنى قوله وما كنا له مقرنين.
This is the meaning of his statement, we were not able to do so.
غير مطيقين.
We don't have the ability to do so.
والله سبحانه وتعالى مثل ما يعني هيئ لداود عليه الصلاة والسلام صنع اللباس للناس.
As Allah عز وجل facilitated for Dawood to make the protective shields for war.
وعلمناه صنعة لبوس لكم.
We taught him the trade, how to make the shields of war for you.
فأي شيء يتعلمه الإنسان وفيه مصلحة له ينبغي له أن يحمد الله عليه.
Anything that the person learns and there is interest or there is benefit for him, he should thank Allah for it.
وهنا نجد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر الناس.
Here you find that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he has reminded the people
بأن هذا السفر من بلد إلى بلد
that this travel from one land to another
قد يشبه بصورة أو بأخرى
it may resemble one way or the other
السفر من الدنيا إلى الآخرة
the travel from this worldly life to the next life.
ولذلك ناسب أن يقول وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون.
And that is when a taught us to say and surely we are going to return to our Lord.
وأما قوله اللهم نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى.
As for the statement, O Allah, we ask you in this travel of ours righteousness and piety.
ومن العمل ما ترضى.
And from the deeds that which is pleasing to you.
فهو سؤال لله تبارك وتعالى جعل أعماله كلها برا.
This is asking Allah عز وجل to make all of his deeds and actions acts of righteousness.
وهذا يشمل جميع الطاعات.
And this is inclusive of all obediences.
ثم بعد ذلك سأل الله تبارك وتعالى الإعانة.
Then he asked Allah عز وجل for help.
وتهوين مشاق السفر.
And to make the difficulties of the travel to make them easy.
ويبقى السفر مهما كان.
And travel remains whatever you know, whatever you can say or however you look at it. Even if it's a short travel.
فهو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
It remains. The travel remains, as Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said about it.
السفر قطعة من العذاب.
Travel is a piece of torment.
وأحيانا يكون السفر القصير أصعب. من السفر الطويل.
Sometimes the short travel may be even much more difficult than the long travel.
لما يلقى في الإنسان من مشقة من
فقد
الماء.
Whatever hardship that the person will face.
أو أنه يضيع في الطريق.
No water or he will get lost in the way.
أو يتسلط عليه بعض اللصوص.
Or some robbers they will just attack him.
وذاك الناس الإنسان يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر.
This is why in the hadith, oh Allah. The dua says, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the difficulty or hardship during travel.
وكذلك كآبة المنظر.
And the bad things, seeking refuge with Allah from seeing bad things.
وسوء المنقلب.
And the evil return, that you come back to something bad.
في المال والأهل.
Regarding your, something bad regarding your wealth or children.
وهذا كله من بعد سؤال
members.
الله الحفظ and لهذه كلها.
All of this now is from the aspect of asking Allah Azza wa Jal to guard, protect, guard and protect all of these.
ويختم هذا في عودته.
And then when he comes back, returns from traveling, he will say the same.
فيقول الدعاء نفسه.
And he says the same type of dua.
ثم يزيد عليه.
He seals it, adding to it, saying.
آيبون.
We are coming back.
تائبون.
We are repentant.
عابدون.
We are worshiping.
لربنا حامدون.
We are praising, glorifying our Lord.
أي كما جعلتنا آيبين إلى بلادنا فجعلنا آيبين إليك.
As you have made us return to our lands, make us from those who return to you.
ملازمين للتوبة.
Sticking to repentance.
عابدون لك.
Worshiping you.
وأيضا إلى لربنا حامدون أي نحمدك على هذا
praising
كله.
Our Lord, meaning praising and glorifying you for all of this.
فكما على العبد أن يحمد الله تبارك على التوفيق.
So as the servant of Allah should praise Allah for thank Allah for the facilitation
توفيق العبادة
facilitation assisting you to do the act of worship.
فعليه كذلك إذا انتهى من العبادة أن يحمد الله على توفيقه على فعلها.
That it is upon him to after doing it to thank and praise Allah Azza wa Jal for facilitating for him to do it.
وتكميلها بتمامها.
And to complete it and perfect it.
والفراغ منها على أكمل وجه.
And to finish it in the best manner.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 86.
حديث 86.
عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه وعن أبيه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال
From جابر بن عبد الله may Allah be pleased with him and his father that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
خذوا عني مناسككم
Take from me your rites of pilgrimage
رواه أحمد ومسلم والنسائي
Narrated by أحمد مسلم and النسائي
أما جابر فمرت ترجمته في الحديث 26
As for جابر then his biography passed in the hadith number 26
وهذا الحديث على قصره
This hadith although it is very short
ثلاث كلمات
Three words
إلا إنه دل على أعمال الحج كلها
Except that it has indicated all of the actions of Hajj
فكل ما فعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحج فهو مشروع لنا
so
أن نفعله
Everything that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم did during pilgrimage it is legislated for us to do it
فما فعله على سبيل الوجوب فهو واجب.
So whatever he did by way of it being compulsory, then it is compulsory.
وما فعله على سبيل الاستحباب فهو مستحب.
Whatever he did by way of it being recommended, then it is recommended.
وهو تمام مثل قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي.
And it is exactly like the statement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he said, "Pray as you have seen me praying."
فذاك يشمل أعمال الصلاة وهذا يشمل أعمال الحج.
So that hadith includes the actions that you do in salah, and this hadith includes the actions that you do in pilgrimage.
ثم شرع المؤلف في ذكر حجة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then the
باختصار.
Author he started mentioning the pilgrimage of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in a nutshell, in summary.
من ذلك أنه بدأ الحج من المدينة.
From that is that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he started the Hajj from Medina.
وخرج إلى ذي الحليفة.
He went out to ذي الحليفة.
فأحرم منها.
So he declared his state of إحرام from there, from ذي الحليفة.
وصلى الظهر في المدينة أربع ركعات.
He prayed ظهر in Medina four ركعات.
وصلى العصر في ذي الحليفة ركعتين.
And he prayed عصر in ذي الحليفة two units.
ثم أهل بالحج من ذي الحليفة صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then he declared did إهلال with حج from ذي الحليفة عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وكان قد ساق معه الهدي صلى
And
الله عليه وسلم.
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he actually took along with him the sacrifice the animals.
وكان هذا في آخر شهر ذي القعدة.
And that was towards the end of the month of ذو القعدة.
من السنة العاشرة.
From the 10th year of Hijra.
فلما وصل إلى مكة شرفها الله.
When he got to Mecca, may Allah honor it.
وكانت الرحلة قد استغرقت عشرة أيام تقريبا.
And the travel took about 10 days almost.
طاف بالبيت وبين الصفا والمروة.
He circled the house and between made سعي between صفا and مروة.
وأمر الصحابة الذين حجوا معه.
And he commanded the companions who made Hajj alongside with him.
أن يحلوا من إحرامهم.
That they should come out of their state of ihram
ويجعلوها عمرة
and to make it a umrah
إلا من ساق معه الهدي
except those who brought along with them the animal to be sacrificed
والنبي كان قد ساق معه الهدي
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم himself he brought his sacrifice with him
وعندما أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسقن الهدي.
And the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they did not bring with them the sacrifice.
وفاطمة بنت الرسول لم تسق الهدي.
And Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, she did not bring the sacrifice.
وأكثر الصحابة الذين مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يسوق الهدي.
Most of the companions that were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they did not actually bring the animals to sacrifice with them.
فأمرهم بعد الانتهاء من العمرة.
He ordered them after finishing the Umrah
أن يتحللوا,
that they should release themselves from the state of Ihram, and that they should wear their clothes,
وينتظروا الحج,
and that they should wait for the Hajj,
الذي يبدأ في الثامن من ذي الحجة,
which starts on the 8th of the Hijjah.
فظل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إحرامي على إحرامه.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stayed in his state of Ihram.
ولما سئل عن ذلك,
when he was asked about that,
يعني لماذا لا تتركنا محرمين كما أنت محرم,
why do you not leave us in a state of Ihram like you are in a state of Ihram,
فقال لو استقبلت من أمري ما استدبرت,
he said if I would do things differently from how I did them,
لما سقت الهدي,
then I wouldn't have brought with along with me the sacrifice, and I would have made it a umrah like yourselves.
ولولا أن الهدي معي لأحللت.
Were it not for me having my sacrifice with me, then I would have released myself from Ihram.
فلما كان اليوم الثامن, وهو يسمى يوم التروية,
the eighth day of the Hijjah came, and that is called the day of تروية, the day of preparing the drinks.
خرج إلى ميناء صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He went out to Mina عليه الصلاة والسلام.
والمسلمون الصحابة الذين تحللوا بعمرة أحرموا من جديد.
And those Muslims, the companions who released themselves from the Umrah, the state of Ihram, they declared Ihram for Hajj again with him.
فبات تلك الليلة في منى اللي هي ليلة التاسع.
He stayed that night in Mina. This is the 8th of the Hijjah, the night preceding the 9th of the Hijjah.
وصلى بمنى.
And he prayed in Mina.
الظهر.
ظهر.
والعصر.
عصر.
والمغرب.
مغرب.
والعشاء.
And عشاء.
والفجر.
And فجر.
فجر اليوم التاسع.
This is now the Fajr of the day of the 9th of the Hijjah.
قصرا بدون جمع.
He prayed those prayers. He shortened them, but he did not combine the prayers.
ثم لما كان الضحى بعد أن ارتفعت الشمس.
When the time of Duha came in and the sun rose up high in the sky.
انطلق إلى نمرة.
He left towards نمرة.
ونمرة هي بين منى وعرفات.
نمرة it is between منى and عرفة.
وفيها مسجد نمرة الذي يخطب فيه من يوم الحج.
And in it there the مسجد نمرة where the خطبه for حج is done nowadays.
فنزل في نمرة.
So he got down in نمرة عليه الصلاة والسلام.
ونمرة تعتبر خارج عرفة.
And نمرة is considered to be outside of the boundaries of عرفة.
وهي من الحل.
And it is from the حلال part, from the حل. It's not for part of the حرم.
ومنى من الحرم.
While منى is from the حرم.
مزدلفة من الحرم.
So مزدلفة is from the حرم, the inviolable place belonging to the circle.
لكن عرفة ونمرة من الحل.
But عرفة and نمرة, they are outside of the boundaries of the inviolable sacred place. They are outside.
فظل في نمرة إلى أن زالت الشمس, يعني دخل وقت الظهر.
So he stayed in نمرة up until the sun moved from the sky, meaning the time of ظهر came in.
ثم صلى صلى الله عليه وسلم الظهر والعصر وخطب الناس.
Then he عليه الصلاة والسلام prayed ظهرا عصرا and also gave a speech to the people.
وبعد ذلك انطلق إلى عرفة.
After that he left towards عرفة.
وظل في عرفة إلى غروب الشمس.
He stayed in عرفة up until sunset.
فلما غربت الشمس,
when the sun set,
انطلق من عرفة إلى مزدلفة.
He left from عرفة to مزدلفة عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وجميع المسلمين معه.
And all the Muslims were with him.
وكان يقول لهم السكينة السكينة.
And he used to command them saying, tranquility, tranquil, be tranquil, be tranquil.
وكان بين عرفة ومزدلفة قريب من 8 كيلو الآن.
Between عرفة and مزدلفة is about 8 kilometers now.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يمشي الهوينة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم walks slowly.
وكاد أن يدخل وقت العشاء وهو لم يصلي المغرب.
And the time of عشاء was about to come in when he did not actually pray مغرب.
فجاءه أسامة بن زيد.
So Osama bin Zayd came to him.
فقال يا رسول الله الصلاة.
And he said to him, "O Rasulullah, الصلاة."
صلاة المغرب يعني.
صلاة المغرب meaning.
مغرب. يخرج وقتها.
Before its time is going to finish and elapse.
فقال له صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة أمامك.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said to him, "Salah is actually in front of you." يعني still.
وظل سائرا حتى وصل مزدلفة بعد دخول وقت العشاء.
And he continued to walk up until he reached مزدلفة after the time of عشاء came in.
فصلى العشاء والمغرب في مزدلفة.
So he prayed عشاء المغرب in مزدلفة.
ثم نام.
Then he went to sleep.
فلما استيقظ من الفجر.
When he woke up dawn time.
صلى الفجر.
He prayed فجر.
في أول وقتها.
In the beginning of its time.
ثم ظل يدعو الله تبارك وتعالى حتى أسفر جدا.
And then he remained calling upon Allah, making du'a up until يعني the darkness is gone and is almost going to be lit up.
ومكان وقوفه في مزدلفة.
The place where he stood in مزدلفة.
بني الآن فيه مسجد يسمى مسجد المشعر الحرام.
There is a masjid that is built nowadays in there, and it is called Masjid al-Mash'ar al-Haram.
وقبل أن تشرق الشمس انطلق من مزدلفة إلى منى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Before sunrise, he left from مزدلفة towards منى عليه الصلاة والسلام.
فأول ما وصل إلى منى.
Once he arrived at منى.
ذهب إلى جمرة العقبة الكبرى.
He went to the جمرة, the العقبة الكبرى, the greater عقبة الجمرة there.
فرماها بسبع حصيات يكبر مع كل حصاة.
He stoned it with seven stones. He makes takbir, saying Allah Akbar with every stone.
وحجم الحصى كحجم الأنملة من الأصبع.
And the size of the pebble or the stone is the sign, the size of the tip of the finger.
ثم رجع إلى منزله في منى.
Then he went back to his place in منى.
فأتى المنحر.
So he went to the place where the animals are slaughtered.
ونحر الهدي الذي كان معه.
And he slaughtered the animal that was with him. The animals.
وكان معه 100 من الإبل.
And he had 100 camels.
وهذا لا شك هو الأفضل الإنسان يكثر من الهدي.
And there is no doubt that this is the best, that the person should do a lot of sacrifices.
صحيح أن الحاج تكفيه شاة واحدة.
It is true that the pilgrim, one sheep is enough for him to offer.
الناقة الواحدة تكفي سبعة.
And one camel is enough for seven people.
لكن كلما أكثر كلما كان أفضل.
The more you offer sacrifices, the more it is better.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذبح 100 ناقة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم offered 100 she camels in as a sacrifice.
يعني ما يعادل 700 شاة.
What equals 700 sheep.
كل هذا قربة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
All of that out of him wanting to get closer to Allah.
وكان قد أشرك عليا معه في هديه.
And he عليه الصلاة والسلام had علي share with him his sacrifices.
فنحر بيده 63.
He offered in sacrifice with his own hand 63 camels.
وأكمل علي الباقي.
And علي رضي الله عنه he finished the rest.
ثم حلق رأسه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then he shaved his head عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وتطيب.
And he perfumed himself.
ولبس ثيابه.
And he wore his clothes.
ثم خرج إلى بيت الله الحرام.
Then he went to the sacred house.
فطاف طواف الإفاضة.
And he circled the house. He made طواف الإفاضة.
ولم يسعى.
And he did not perform سعي
between سعى صفا ومروة. في البداية لأنه حاج قارن صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because he made سعي in the beginning and because he was doing the حج that is called حج قران.
وقد كان أذن لأهله وللضعفاء والنساء.
He permitted his family members and for the weak and the women.
أن يخرجوا من مزدلفة قبل طلوع الفجر.
He allowed them to go out from مزدلفة before dawn.
حتى لا تصيبهم الزحام الشديد.
So that they will not be getting into the extremely crowded, they won't get stuck in the crowds.
لأنه حج مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في تلك السنة 120,000.
Because they performed Hajj with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that year 120,000 people.
نعم. فالضعف من أهله ومنهم أمهات المؤمنين.
So the weak from his family members and amongst them are the mothers of the believers.
خرجوا قبل الفجر.
They left before Fajr.
وعائشة رضي الله عنها.
عائشة رضي الله عنها.
ظلت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
She stayed with the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حتى خرج صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Up until he left عليه الصلاة والسلام.
فشعرت بشدة الزحام.
So she felt the extreme crowds that they were.
فقالت there. يا ليتني خرجت مع لمن خرجت.
She said I wish I left with those who left before.
فالمهم أنه بعد أن طاف بالبيت. رجع إلى منى.
The important part is that the point is that after he circled the house طواف الإفاضة he went back to منى.
وبقي في منى ثلاث ليالي.
He stayed in منى three nights.
سمى ليالي التشريق.
They are called the days of تشريق or nights of تشريق.
وفيها يقول الله تبارك وتعالى.
And in those Allah تبارك وتعالى says.
فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه.
Who rushed to leave after two days there is no sin upon him.
ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى.
And the one who stayed later then there is no harm, no sin on him for those who have piety.
فاليومان واجب.
So staying for two days in Mina is a must.
والثلاثة سنة.
And to add the third, to have three days is sunnah.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل السنة زيادة على الواجب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he did what is recommended, what is extra than what is compulsory.
فبات في منى ثلاث ليالي.
So he stayed the night in Mina for three nights.
ثم خرج بعد ذلك كان ثم خرج بعد ذلك في اليوم الثالث نعم.
Then he left after that on the third day.
وكان في كل يوم من هذه الأيام.
He used to in every day of these three days.
بعد زوال الشمس.
After the sun moves from the sky, meaning the time of ظهر comes in.
يذهب إلى الجمرات فيرمي الصغرى والوسطى والكبرى.
He would go to the جمرات and he will stone the small, the medium, and the big one.
ويرمي سبع حصيات لكل جمرة.
And he stones seven for every جمرة.
وكان يقف بعد الأولى والثانية يدعو.
And he would stop after the first and the second, making دعاء.
وليس هناك دعاء بعد جمرة العقبة الكبرى.
And there is no دعاء after the place where you stone the greater جمرة of العقبة.
سواء كان في يوم العيد أو في أيام التشريق.
Whether it is the day of عيد or the days of تشريق, there is no دعاء after the جمرة الكبرى.
وظل في منى هذه الأيام الثلاثة.
And he stayed in Mina all these three days.
يقصر الصلاة ولا يجمع.
He shortens the prayer and he does not combine.
ثم في آخر أيام التشريق.
Then in the last day of تشريق.
رمى جمرة العقبة الثلاث جمرات الثلاث.
He stoned the three places of stoning the جمرات.
ثم ذهب إلى البيت الحرام ليطوف طواف الوداع.
After he threw the stones, he went to the sacred house to do the طواف, which is called the farewell طواف.
ثم رجع إلى المدينة صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه.
Then he went back to Medina عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وخرج من مكة في الثالث عشر من ذي الحجة.
And he left Mecca on the 13th of ذي الحجة.
والله أعلم.